This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
When you get on the football field, it's kind of like a war room. You know, it ain't supposed to be no friend. The person across from you, not your friend, that's the enemy. So. And it's kind of like I always say it's kind of like the man across from you trying to take the food off your plate or the food off your family's plate, and I ain't going for it.
I like Marvin Hagler for that comment. Draft profile number two on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Staying on the defensive line, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw over there, too. Let's go to Ole Miss and the guy we just heard from, Walter Nolan.
Yeah, Walter Nolan, Mississippi. He's a junior. 6'4", 296, defensive tackle, jersey number two. 32.5-inch arms, 9.5-inch hand. He was the number one recruit coming out nationally, and he went to Texas A&M. In 2022, he played in 10 games at A&M with four starts, had 29 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, one sack, one forced fumble. In 23, at Texas A&M, played in 12 games, 10 starts, 37 tackles, 8.5 tackles for loss, four sacks. Then Mississippi paid him big time, and A&M was paying him. You know, I mean, they paid they had the number one recruiting class, and they paid it. And I guess he got a big jump in pay because Mississippi paid a bunch of dudes this past year. In 24 at Ole Miss, first team All-American, started all 13 games, 48 tackles, 14 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks, 3 PBUs. Strengths, size, strong, quick punch. He's got quick feet off the snap. He stays low on the snap. Keeps working his feet and pass. Now, he can play all over the D-line. He can play on the nose. He can play the 3-5. He can play outside. Play all over the place. He's got quick feet. He's got a quick initial move to swim. He's got a strong lower. He can cross faces. And what's the important thing about crossing faces is to get to the football. The old lineman's trying to block you. You cross his face to get in the other gap. He can find a ball. Quick grip move, inside on the pass. He'll stand up and watch some in pass. Got a natural feel for rushing the passer. Good power to punch. Good athlete. He can win with initial move. Good leverage and pad level, which is key. I mean, you gotta stay low. And those big guys, you know, we talked about it earlier. Big guys, when they start to get tired, they start to get high. And when they get high, they get driven. And then when they get tired, they stop their motor stops a little bit. So he's got good lateral agility, change of direction. It's good on stunts and twists. Good motor, and he's got some nastiness to him. Weaknesses, arm length, 32.5. Must bring a feet with him on initial punch. Some of the times that he'll just punch out and he won't bring his feet. Then you got no power. Long speed, a question is long speed. Needs more pass rush moves. Must stay low in the run game. When he gets tired, he plays too high, like I just talked about. Inconsistent, maintaining his gap control. He'll get washed down some. You got to keep those shoulders square. Can't get washed down. He needs some counters in pass. Stays with his initial move a little bit too long. In summary, kid's a good athlete. He's got positional versatility in that defensive front in the D-line. He has very good initial quickness, which, I mean, with a D-lineman, a lot of time you win on that first move. And quick win ability. He's got quick win ability. He can find the ball in a run game. He can play on all three downs. He'd fit well with the Ravens playing both run and pass. More talented than Travis Jones. So, I mean, both these guys, and both of them are, you know, first-round picks. They're more talented than Travis Jones coming out. Now, Travis Jones is a hell of a talent, and that's why I'm comparing them, because I think Travis Jones is a hell of a football player, and this kid has got more athleticism and stuff than Travis Jones. I mean, he was the number one recruit in the country 3 years ago, so he started out, you know, rated really high, and he's continued that, and I think the kid will even get better, and he will have better sack numbers, you know, as he moves along, because he's going to get better with his counters and with his moves.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, has Walter Nolan, the second rated defensive tackle in this year's draft, behind Mason Graham, who we talked about yesterday, from the University of Michigan. Mel has him going number 32 overall to the Eagles.
And the Eagles,
Walter Nolan.
Yeah, and he would fit right in. The Eagles could use him because they've lost some guys up front, and he would fit in there with Carter and all those guys that they've got. You know, and he's got that initial quicks, and having those other guys around him, you're going to be singled up as a rookie and stuff. And I think they got a hell of a D-line coach. I think for him, that would be a hell of a place for him to go.
We'll come back, talk more NFL with Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com, take a trip through the funhouse with Nolan McGraw around 1:45. Don't forget, tomorrow, Orioles open their season at Toronto, and the Terps taking on Florida, Sweet 16, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan.